Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong. All right, too deadly, and congratulations going out to all the winners of the 2024 Telstra Best of Business Awards. Now, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Rachel Sara, who won her category, Indigenous Excellence category, in the Telstra Business Awards for 2024. And we've got Rachel on the line. Rachel, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm Deadly. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Sister, for coming to the program. Before we start, just let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yes, I'm a proud Grang woman, so connect back to the Bundaberg region, but growing up here in Meanjin, Brisbane. So, yeah, Deadly to connect with you this morning.
Yeah, thank you, my sister. Thank you for coming to the program. And once again, congratulations, winner of the 2024 Telstra Best of Business Awards, Indigenous Excellent category. Now, you're the owner, founder of Sara. So tell us, who is Sara? It's your surname, I know that much, but yeah, please share.
Yeah, a lot of mob probably are familiar with the last name Sara. I've definitely come from a long line of deadly people in the community. So yeah, Sara just is starting with the S-A-R.R-A, the S-A-R to represent, you know, and pay homage to all of those people who have come before me and continue to pave the way. And then the .RA kind of just represents my ongoing journey and my responsibility to, you know, continue our deadly culture on. And I do that through my creative practice and my business. So, yeah.
Lovely. Fantastic. So tell us what the what your products and services for your business, Sara.
So I started it. I came from an agency background and was primarily a graphic designer in that space, and then realized how difficult I was finding it to navigate those spaces as a First Nations woman. And I just decided, well, I didn't just decide overnight, but it was a long kind of process to have the confidence to step out on my own and start my own business. I am lucky enough to have a dad who's run his own business for many, many years. And so I've had that example. And yeah, I essentially just established my brand primarily to be a graphic designer and artist. And then over time, it's evolved in different ways. I collaborate with different brands. I have my own products that I sell. I also am a commercial artist and now a radio host as well down here on AAA Murray Country.
Yes, represent. So no dramas talking on radio then, sister.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm just really lucky, I guess, to have a different thing that I get to do every day, and it all kind of comes back to building, I guess, the awareness of our culture and and advocating for artists as well, and just, yeah, celebrating how important our deadly creatives are.
So you're owner, founder of Sara. Now, you the is it a solo business? You run it yourself? Any staff?
Yes. Yep. So I primarily run it myself. I hope to kind of push out of my comfort zone a little bit and bring some more people on to grow it. I think I wanted to spend the first few years of my business just being in control of every aspect, so I understood it and then could also guide people. I think the interesting thing, and you'd probably know this as well, like for mob, we have one example of how the Western world does business, and then we have our black ways of doing business.
Exactly.
So I really wanted to just have that control in the early stages of my business to really establish how I wanted to do it and how that would sit differently to just a mainstream business. So yeah, I think now that I've got that confidence and I've established how I want my business to run, I reckon I'm pretty close to bringing some more people in to help me grow it.
Good, 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 good. Now, tell us about, you got a web page there for Sara?
Yes. Yes, so it's, my website is just my name, R-A-C-H-A-E-L-S-A-R-R-A.com. And yeah, that's where people can kind of buy my products or reach out if they are a corporate wanting a commission as well, and just find out a bit more about me. But yeah.
Rachel, so, all right, fantastic. Do you have an office space? Where do you operate from?
I actually work from home, which is pretty deadly. Yes. Have that flexibility. Potentially in the future, I'll look to kind of have a bit more bricks and mortar. But I feel lucky to kind of just work from home and have that flexibility.
Good. So, and you mentioned your father. So, dad's in business, is that right?
Yeah. So, my dad, Grant Sara, he has run his own cultural awareness and consultancy business for the last 40 years. He kind of was in that, those mainstream industries as well, and kind of had the same epiphany as me of how much more of a reach he could have by, having his own sort of business and taking back that agency.
Fantastic. So taking a page out of his book, here you are, entrepreneur, businesswoman, spinning about 3, 4, 5 plates and really stepping outside your comfort zone. They said, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. My sister, that's what you are, Rachel.
Yes, it actually, funnily enough, I just was diagnosed with ADHD and have been...
Oh, you're off the hook, are you?
Honestly, it is life-changing, I've got to say. It's nice to feel like I can juggle all of those plates, like you said, and put them down nicely without breaking them.
So, thank you. Fantastic. So you mentioned, Orfeh, that you have been to Cairns, been up here playing basketball. Do you still do sports? What do you do for part-time, or what do you do for a hobby as such?
Yeah, I up until last year was still playing basketball. I'm 32 now, and I guess the deal-breaker for me was dislocating these Murray ankles and not being able to keep up with how my body lacks in healing these days. But sure. I still really love it, and I have a dog now, and we kind of just, go for more subtle walks as opposed to the more strenuous basketball court.
Which relaxes your mind. You need something outside your focus in regarding business and whatever you're doing outside that. It's sort of a massage to the spirit, to the mind, to the heart, so you can get focused back in on the so-called business and MYOB. That would be the case, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think even, I feel like that's probably even more important for us as mob, because when we feel like our spirit isn't conditioned to be in a safe space or like a healing space, it really does affect all aspects of our life. So, I think that's the thing that I've got to remember moving forward, is just to continue to ground myself and come back to country and feel that country. Because that's, I guess, why we are different in business as well. We have 80,000 plus years of ancestors that are here to support us, and we find that strength in country as well.
We'll talk about motivate the motivator. Beautiful story, Rachel. Thank you very much for sharing. And once again, congratulations, winner of the 2024 Telstra Best of Business Awards Indigenous Excellence category. A deadly sister you are. I hear your puppy in the background.
Thank you, my sister. Sorry.
All good, darling, all good. Thank you. Congratulations. Big shout out to Dad. And keep doing what you're doing, and enjoy that journey, sis.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care, Rachel. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Rachel Sara, her name is, owner and founder of Sara.R. Sarah, and she became the winner of the 2024 Telstra Best of Business Awards back in September, Indigenous Excellence category. So fantastic, leading from the front, and entrepreneur, businesswoman, just happened to be black, too deadly. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station, that is, here at Cairns. Bummer Bripper Media, BBM, 98.7 FM, here on your dingy country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying, Yarn Up Strong, you mob too deadly. National Talk Black.
Just offers me more hope that there will be Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yo, Yana with the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns in New Dingy Country as BBM and Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, we're going to catch up with Yana now with Thomas Callaghan, the Director of ICF, Indigenous Conference Services, and talk about what's up and coming in regard to the Indigenous conference space. On the line, Thomas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Timms. I am great. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Thomas.
Well, I'm living here in Cairns.
Yes.
And I'm a Burrupi Dungaddy man from down New South Wales, Port Macquarie, Taree, Kempsey type area, but been living up here for, well, A long time now.
1 year. Part of the furniture. So you head up ICS, Indigenous Conference Services. You're a very, very busy man and organise some beautiful conferences with some very important topics and organisations for conferences. What have you got on the in the pipeline at the moment, mate?
Okay. Well, as of Wednesday, we have the National Domestic Violence and Juvenile Justice Conference.
Okay.
Which are combined into one. It's a unique way of looking at it. Because what we've found over time is with juvenile justice, a lot of kids from that system, so to speak, are faced with DV in their home or within their family.
Sure.
On a regular basis. Subsequently, kids leaving, getting out of the house away from the domestic violence.
Yes.
Caught up with the wrong stinking thinking, as I call it.
Yes.
And end up in the juvenile justice system, either on the outskirts of it or, unfortunately, you know, put into detention and going to university, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. And the old saying, takes a community to raise a child. So we're all in this together, and we need to do what we need to do to support our young ones, to give them a platform and a vision for their future.
That's it. And this conference is all about trying to, like, the workers in the field know this. So I'm preaching to the converted, so to speak.
Yes.
But with our networking conference, it allows people who are working in bits of both areas or one area of either domestic violence or juvenile justice to exchange ideas and understand what happens in one system a little bit more than what happens in another system.
Sure.
Subsequently, we decided to do this as a joint conference.
Yep.
To go from there. We're great this year. We've got people from every state and territory represented, a bit over 100 people, I believe.
Yes.
I'm not right up with the numbers, but, some very interesting guests. The new Queensland Disabilities Network.
Okay, yep.
Advocacy Service, which is presenting Warren Martin, who actually is a Cairns resident, has been a Cairns resident.
Sure.
And he's been looking at and talking about and investigating the amount of our children who are incarcerated, who have domestic, going too fast for my own tongue here, children or youth who are caught up in the juvenile justice system, but come from homes where there are domestic violence and would ended up in incarceration with a disability, which gives them, unfortunately, I call it the devil's prong, the three-prong system that one feeds the other, and feeds the other again. It's a vicious round cycle, our mob, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's sad. A lot of these kids don't come from a strong platform, do they, in regard to their foundation, And they're way behind the eight ball, and they don't have a hold on the fundamentals of life and the thought process, the emotion part of it. A lot of work needs to be done, doesn't it?
Yeah, and our thinking behind this conference, and all the speakers at the conference have the same thought of theme or follow the same line of of thinking that how do we break the cycle? You can't break the cycle by just incarcerating kids. That does,
Exactly.
That doesn't work, you know. Like, if you were a non-Indigenous people, Northern Territory would be the greatest place in the world to raise your kids.
Yep.
Simply because the kids locked up in the juvenile justice system in the Northern Territory, every one of them, 100%, are Indigenous.
Yeah.
So if you're not an Indigenous person, it must be a really good place where all good kids go to.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So, unfortunately, that's what we're faced with. And we're looking at answers or parts of answers to the puzzle of, you know, how one, say, DV workers can work hand in hand with the juvenile justice system.
Exactly.
And the disability system and all the rest of it. So, you know, we talk as Indigenous people as being holistic approach. Well, this conference is exactly that. Without all the platitudes, it's just looking all the different ways that we can network and work together. So we're quite pleased. This year it's at Pullman's International, starts on Wednesday.
Okay. Is it open to the public? Can people? Is there room for more delegates, or how do we go about
it? There is still room there.
Okay, lovely.
You have to register online, and we have this special guest speaker this year. You might know him. They're calling the Murray from the Curry.
Oh, the shy individual one. Yeah, he owes me money. I know him.
The one what makes us pull all our hair out. Tries to get us to look
Hair's overrated. too funny. Yeah, brother. Yeah. So
the other thing I wanted to mention, and this is fantastic news for all Australia, but Cairns in particular.
Yep.
Just as of last Friday, we returned from the Philippines, where we signed the contract for the next Healing Our Spirits Drug and Alcohol Worldwide Conference.
Oh, fantastic.
It's going to be 18 months away, about 3,000 people, Indigenous people. And non-Indigenous too, I suppose.
And where's that going to be held? Here in Cairns?
It's going to be held here in Cairns.
Beautiful, fantastic. Well, congratulations with that.
Everybody will have a role to play, but they say that it brings in about $10 million into the economy in 1 week.
Well, Cairns City should be happy with that, but then a very important conversation that need to be had.
Worldwide, you know, it has been hosted in Australia before.
Okay.
But it was due to be held in Canada in 2026.
Yep.
But
good on you for stealing that contract.
For some reason, they were unable to pull it off in time, so we done like the Commonwealth Games thing, but we stepped in and put our hand up and said, "Yeah, we'll do it for you."
Lovely, fantastic. So, are we talking next year, 2025?
2026.
2026. Okay, and
we got a venue.
Have we?
Be September. We haven't nailed down the exact date.
Yep.
So it's big news for Cairns. It's big news for Indigenous people because as part of the conference, they usually have a festival.
Yep.
A cultural dance part of it, as well as artist part of it.
Of course. Exactly.
And it looks at...
And again, Thomas, what's the name of this conference?
Healing Our Spirit Worldwide Drug and Alcohol Conference.
Okay, Healing Our Spirit. Fantastic.
Healing Our Spirits was developed originally by Rod Stewart, a First Nations person from Canada.
Yep.
About 30 years ago, and this will be the 10th anniversary. It'll be 40 years ago, because this will be the 10th conference in the series.
Yeah.
In 10 years since it's been last in Australia. So.
Okay, 10 years, the last time in Australia. Fantastic. And you've claimed that conference. So fantastic. Congratulations, brother. So you're really under the pump there, my brother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been flat out. We've opened a new office in Cebu in the Philippines.
And, okay.
One in Hawaii and Honolulu. So, you know, we're not now just Australia's Indigenous Conference Service. We're basically worldwide now.
Yeah, and we're talking Indigenous people across the globe, not only First Nation here, of course, Australia, and you're a First Nation man, but we've got Indigenous people across the globe, and we've got a lot of gaps to close, and we need conversations. And conference, a fantastic tool and vehicle, and it's great that you're in that space. And you're kicking goals, Thomas Callaghan. Thank you very much, my brother.
Not a problem, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you when I see you.
Yep.
And everybody out there, please come along. And if you're interested in attending a conference, if you mention, you'd have to do it by phone, I suppose, now. You ring us up on 0455 77 666 8.
0455 77 666 8.
BBM.
Yep.
We'll give them a 50% discount.
50% discount. Fantastic. All right. Fantastic. So a little more about the listener who's keen to come to Cairns for a conference. We've got the conference happening here in Cairns. And that number again, 0-0-4.
55.
Yes.
77 666 8.
666 8. 666 8.
And please, right, before 10 o'clock at night.
Before 10 o'clock at night. Thank you very much. You take care, Thomas. We'll yarn soon, brother.
You too.
Bye bye.
Okay, you have a good one, Trevor, and all your listeners too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Deadly Yarn there. Thomas Callaghan is the director, owner of Indigenous Conference Services. And yeah, they've got the conference happening here in Cairns, starting this Wednesday. And that's for the youth justice and domestic violence. So if you want to attend that, there's 50% discount, a few seats left. Contact 0455 77 666 8 if you want to be part of the conversation. Very important conversation. And hats off to ICS. ICS do a fantastic job regarding organisations and conferences and getting our people at the table, front and centre, yarn about all their pluses, all their minuses, gaps that need to be closed, but also alluding to our successes and the work that we're doing in all those different spaces. Fantastic. That's ICS. So check out their webpage as well, ICS Indigenous Conference Services. You'll be able to see all the different conferences that are happening. And look, fantastic news that he's just scored the Healing Our Spirit Conference, which is a world-renowned conference. The last time he was in Australia was 10 years ago. So he scored that, 2026 September. So there's a date claimer there for Drug and Alcohol Conference happening in 2026. Fantastic. Now, as I said, big shout-out to Yarrabah. Thank you very much for hosting us for the Yarrabah Music and Cultural Festival. And we were lucky enough to see No Fixed Address perform too deadly. And one of our deadly bands been around for years and still kicking it on. Let's go to their deadly track here, We Have Survived. Do enjoy. Thank you.
Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin Kinship, Foster or Relief Carer, You will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wuchopperen's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wuchopperen on 40801080 to learn more.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Here we stand, together we are led.
your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to see if we can catch up and have a yarn to Lydia Miller, who's a part of the Shine on Gimoy. We have on the line. Lydia, you there? Good morning. Hello, Lydia, you there?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning to you. I'm well. How are you?
I'm really good.
Good, good, good. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I am Gugu-Yalanji,
yes.
Eastern and Western, and also Wanyi.
Wanyi. There's a connection right there. Thank you, sister. Now, the hat you wear with Shine on Gimoy, director, is that right?
I'm the cultural producer.
Thank you. Yes. So tell us about the second year, inaugural year last year. It was a blast. So you're back again. So paint the picture. Tell us what Shine on Gimoy is all about and what can we expect, please, sister?
Shine on Gimoy celebrates our culture, heritage of this region, which is the Barma Nations, and our host is the Yidingi Nation. And we have really a kind of opening that reflects the four nations of Gungangi, Yidingi, Jabaganji, and Yalanji.
Yes.
And that is a celebration of culture and dance and art and language and song. And we open on Thursday, the 3rd of October, from 6 p.m. on the Eastern Events Lawns on the Esplanade.
Mm.
And that's available for everybody to come. That's free, and it's public access, which is really great.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Art Story Light Walk, which opens at 5 o'clock on that Thursday, and that's really beautiful. So that'll be celebrating three artists this year, which is Carl Formal, Marindy Schreiber, and Doreen Collins, and that's a beautiful illumination in the Gimoy canopy of their artwork. It's quite stunning. So come along, because I always say it's like a magic wonderland for people. We also have the Black Markets, which is opening from 3 p.m. on that Gimoy Boulevard. That's what we've called it. And that will have some great artisans and also other market stalls. And then, of course, throughout the next few days, from the 4th and the 5th and the 6th, on the 4th we have music makers workshops, and that's for musicians. That's a skills workshop, but we also follow that up with incredible and wonderful music makers. A great program there in terms of the Salt House Festival Hub, the main stage, and we've got Unplugged, which is an open mic. We've got Broden Tyrrell, Yerigilly Laurie, and we've also have in the evening First Nations DJ set. So that's a great music day on that particular Friday. And following that, we've got the Saturday, which has the Circa Youth Circuit. So it's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So come along. Mm. It's open to 5 to 11 years and 12 to 16 years.
Good.
Starts at 10, goes through. And then, of course, the Dream Aloud concert at Munro Martin Parkland. So that's from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. And we've partnered with QMF and Triple J, and that's the inaugural Dream Aloud concert, which will really highlight, you know, Baker Boy and King Stingray.
Yeah.
It's an exciting lineup. Yep.
Beautiful.
And then we lead into also the Deep Wisdom Talks. And that's on the Saturday the 5th as well. That's from 1 to 4.30. And we've got some really interesting sessions, which is a turning point. You know, we've come through the voice referendum, and also I think in terms of the future, what are those uncomfortable truth-telling conversations we need to have that reclaims culture, looks at financial economies, how do we chart our future? And we've got Larissa Baldwin-Roberts and Professor Martin Nakata and Aaron Faso in that particular session.
Good.
And then we follow that up in the afternoon from 3 o'clock, which is Shaping the Future, Ancient to Modern. And we're really looking at the fact that, you know, First Nations have engineered this landscape, and also we're changing the landscape due to our cultural systems. And in that, we've got Professor Sean Olm, who's the Professor of Archaeology, and that's about the pottery that was discovered 9,000 years old. What does that mean for
exactly
the oldest in the world? What does it mean for us? You know, what did that technology represent? We've also got Dr. Jerry Turpin, who's an ethnobotanist, and we've also got Professor Henrietta Mari, who's in GTO.
Yep.
And we'll be talking about what political change we need also. So that's really, that'll be a really interesting session. And then, of course, on the Sunday, I should not forget that we've also got Music Makers as well.
Yep.
We've got a Saturday performance. And then on the Sunday, we lead into Music Makers again, and we lead into the Deep Wisdom Conversations. So there's something for everybody, and also, you know, circuits is taking place. So there's a lot of activity, and we're really looking forward to it. So
exactly. And when you look at it, the platform is, in more ways than one, it's a platform that, well, entertains, tells stories, has some deep conversations, vision yarns about the future and where we're at and what have you. And so very, very important. And then the light effect, yeah, a cultural front and centre. It's an educator as well as inspiration, especially for a young one, sister.
Absolutely. And because there's, you know, you can get ticketed to some of those Salt House events because that's the festival hub.
Yes.
But also there's also free events, public access, and it's a really beautiful precinct walking through that Gimoy Boulevard and then having Calling Country, which is so much pride about, you know, the ancient culture that we have, but also the incredible coming together of all the nations. Last year, when they first came together, that was the first time in 100 years that all four nations have come together, and that was something that we always did. But it's good to see that revitalization, reclamation again, and I think that's inspiring for all generations.
Well, our ancestors would be looking down from the other side and would be so excited about the gathering as such, hey?
That's right, that's right. And as people wander through, it's like, listen to some music, hear some talks, and just generally relax and enjoy that beautiful kind of long weekend on the Eastern Lawn and the Salt House Festival Hub.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, my sister. Second year running to you and your team, and it is a team effort. And hopefully we're going to make this an annual event. The fact that it was an inaugural event last year, and it was so good, and support and funding, and you know, here the Cairns Regional Council support as well in regard to this space. So congratulations, sis.
Thank you so much. And it's always due to the team. So I should say our artistic director, Rhoda Roberts, our artistic associates, Raymond Blanco and Marilyn Miller. It's also the fact that our executive producer, Miriam Hughes, and we've got also cultural guides. So we have representatives who guide us through the intellectual and cultural property aspect, which I think is really important for authenticity, integrity, and the rigour around the cultural works that are within the festival. So that's a really good, exciting platform, I think.
Exactly, exactly. And by the sounds of it, it becomes a shoebox for like moccasins, for people to walk a mile in our moccasins, learn the process, and come with an open mind, open heart, and have the learning. You know, we're students for life, aren't we? Are we not? You know.
Well, it's true, and I mean, we're in a region that has a lot of visitors, and it's a unique place in the world, and it's celebrating art, culture, country, knowledge, and people, which is great.
Lydia, too, Deli, my sister, of course, we'll be there to support and be involved. But thank you for your yarn, and we'll be yarning soon, my sister.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, Lydia. Bye-bye.
All right, see you then.
Deli Yarn, Lydia Miller, and she's the artistic director for Shine on Gimoy. And once again, big shout to QMF, Queensland Music Trails. And that's happening this Thursday opening and goes for a good solid 5 days or so. So do check it out, free entry, and look at all the entertainment and having deadly conversations. And fantastic for our children as well as our visitors. It's a great event for especially tourists from overseas to hear the yarns and get educated about the First Nations space. We're the first people. We're talking first people ever. So there it is. So yarn up strong, you mob too. Deli, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. About 40 minutes left on the program. We've got the news coming up very soon. Stay for that.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolls by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, one-eyed tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place in just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, one-eyed tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place in just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
To the ZK, time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These possum tongues say friend of me, but the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake baller acting finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like I'm Nino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them c'est la vie. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip, never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch, digging your ditch, dead or alive, top five. Red eye ballers, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, it got you saying.
Stop my speed, but I apply the sidestep on the border like a Fuji was a white cliff. Kelly Goon, do what you do and hold up.